Harry whipped around. Sirius's untidy dark head was sitting in the fire again.
"Hi,"
he said, grinning.
"Hi,"
chorused Harry, Ron, and Hermione, all three kneeling down upon the hearthrug. Crookshanks purred loudly and approached the fire, trying, despite the heat, to put his face close to Sirius's.
"How are things?"
said Sirius.
"Not that good,"
said Harry, as Hermione pulled Crookshanks back to stop him singeing his whiskers.
"The Ministry's forced through another decree, which means we're not allowed to have Quidditch teams."
"Or secret defense against the Dark Arts groups,"
said Sirius. There was a short pause.
"How did you know about that?" Harry demanded.
"You want to choose your meeting places more carefully,"
said Sirius, grinning still more broadly.
"The Hogshead, I ask you."
"Well, it was better than the Three Broomsticks," said Hermione defensively. "That's always packed with people."
"Which means you'd have been harder to overhear,"
said Sirius.
"You've got a lot to learn, Hermione."
"Who overheard us?" Harry demanded.
"Mundungus, of course," said Sirius.
And when they all looked puzzled, he laughed.
"He was the witch under the veil."
"That was Mundungus?"
Harry said, stunned.
"What was he doing in the Hogshead?"
"What do you think he was doing?"
said Sirius impatiently.
"Keeping an eye on you, of course."
"I'm still being followed?" asked Harry angrily.
"Yeah, you are,"
said Sirius.
"And just as well, isn't it? If the first thing you're going to do on your weekend off is organize an illegal defense group."
But he looked neither angry nor worried. On the contrary, he was looking at Harry with distinct pride.
"Why was Dung hiding from us?" asked Ron, sounding disappointed. "We'd have liked to have seen him."
"He was banned from the Hogshead 20 years ago,
said Sirius,
"and that barman's got a long memory. We lost Moody's spare invisibility cloak when Sturgis was arrested, so Dung's been dressing as a witch a lot lately. Anyway, first of all, Ron, I've sworn to pass on a message from your mother."
"Oh, yeah?" said Ron, sounding apprehensive.
"She says on no account whatsoever are you to take part in an illegal secret defense against the Dark Arts group. She says you'll be expelled for sure and your future will be ruined. She says there will be plenty of time to learn how to defend yourself later, and that you are too young to be worrying about that right now. She also,"
Sirius's eyes turned to the other two,
"advises Harry and Hermione not to proceed with the group, though she accepts that she has no authority over either of them and simply begs them to remember that she has their best interests at heart. She would have written all this to you, but if the owl had been intercepted, you'd all have been in real trouble, and she can't say it for herself because she's on duty tonight."
"On duty doing what?"
said Ron quickly.
"Never you mind, just stuff for the order,"
said Sirius.
"So it's fallen on me to be the messenger, and make sure you tell her I passed it all on, because I don't think she trusts me to."